Well, dear students, before COVID, we would ask you to go to the library. Libraries are closed. So I've been hurting, folks. I've been missing my value line. But then somebody really, really smart, who's been investing a long time, told me that you can get the value line at Newport Beach Library. But I said, I don't live in Orange County or Newport Beach. She said, no, as long as you're a California resident, you're available, you are eligible to get a Newport Beach Library account and check out the value line. And Morningstar, which I've always used just for mutual funds, but she told me that she thinks Morningstar's stock research is even better than the value line. Ooh, that's a pretty tall claim. But anyway, let's do it. I went to the Newport Beach Library website, which is obviously, if you found this link, you found that link. It's newportbeachlibrary.org. And then you go to create an account. Now, I've already created my account, but when you do, it'll say, okay, log in. Well, you're going to register. I've already registered, so it remembers. And you don't even have to log in. I think I'm still logged in. So I'll just leave it there because I knew I was able to do it without logging in. So get your library card number and then write down that number because you're going to need it. And they want a password, so I just put a pin. And so now, what do you do after that? You go back to, here it is right here too. You look for, it's on the main website, but also right here, eBranch. Let's go back to the main website. And you go to eBranch and then databases. eBranch, databases. And you go scroll down and there are tons of resources. But here, look at this. Here's the value line. There's Morningstar. I haven't even played with Morningstar yet because I am so excited just having, here's S&P. Now I gotta look at S&P too. We really should look at S&P. But this, I'm just so excited to have the value line. So you click on the value line. Now notice, you're going to remember your barcode and also put NBPL in front of it. So go to Value Line. It takes you to Value Line's website. And then my browser remembers it. But NBPL, Newport Beach Public Library. And then my 6-digit code. So I go there and then log in. And then let's watch it not work. Hey, it worked. Then I can go and get any stock that I'm interested in. We were messing with Yum Brands, so we could take a look at Yum Brands. And sure enough, this is what you get when you pay $50 a month, by the way. So I think it's pretty darn good. Libraries are very cool. I know many people see the librarians and kind of get frightened because they do cut a formidable pose, some of them. But no, they're very friendly people. And so this is what we're looking at. Look at that. This is so exciting. This is my, I really should play with the the electronic version, but I'm so excited because this is what we use in the library with our laptop and do all kinds of good stuff. Like what's going to happen 3 or 4 or 5 years in the future. What do they believe? Don't just trust Value Line, you know, check out other people, but, what's going to happen to the revenues, cash flow, earnings, dividends per share? What's happened in the past? What do we think what have been the annual revenue growth rates, cash flow, earnings, dividend rates, and what do they estimate going into the future? Very, very cool. And then, of course, the most important thing is what the hell do they think is going to happen in the future? Doesn't mean they're always right, but they're not the only ones. There are others, and we should play with Morningstar. And maybe go look at Standard & Poor's. I haven't looked at them in 15 some odd years. But I think this is very cool, folks. Thank goodness we love libraries. So play to your heart's content. And that's why the bonus assignment is now a semi-bonus assignment, because you don't even have to leave your home. You can get the value line for free. Thank you, Newport Beach Public Library.